Good morning.
Yeah! Back to more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Channel 2's Allison. She's trying to get her retweets up so she can go to Dublin.
Yeah, go to my Twitter.
Trying to get that
retweet.
Vibe.
Retweet to go to Dublin. Off to a slow start, guys.
Why don't you get, this is.
I need 100,000, according to my boss, to be even considered to go.
Well, we're going to work on this because I'm all in now because what bothers me is when people on Twitter try to inject themselves. Like, this doo-doo dog guy was like, it ain't going to happen. Like, okay, well, that's because you're a Georgia fan.
You just sit back and watch there, buddy.
It's like, all right there, tough guy. You know what? Just go tweet someone else, doo-doo dog.
Yeah. We do want to get to a Life of Squid in just a minute. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Braves last night, Bo, pitcher's duel, you were talking about. You were highly entertained. I don't know that I was highly entertained, but I enjoyed seeing the Braves win a squeaker. And you just, more times than not this year, have not seen the Braves be able to pull that out. You get into extra innings. Raisel Iglesias goes two. Chris Sale was electric. So was Blake Snell. But the Braves were able to pull it out in the end. And look, man, I'm not going to say I was awake until the end, but just watching a little bit of this was, it's nice to see the Braves win a game like that.
Well, I don't know why. First off, I thought it was really cool when Chris Sale walked off and after seven innings, walked off the mound. He pops up the guy and he's like, "Oh, you're not entertained." I thought it was pretty cool. Why would you not be entertained? Why is it when two pitchers, starting pitchers of that quality, go out there and literally pitch to the highest level, 23 combined strikeouts between the two of them.
Why are you looking at your producer?
No reason. I really need to find that AP writer that wrote that. That's wrongly. I don't know why that's not entertaining yet if we have the worst of baseball where there's 17 runs scored and you blow an 8-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth and you say, well, that was a fun game at least. No, it's not. That is the best you can get from those two guys. And then Raisel Iglesias comes in, two-inning appearance from him, which is rare, four strikeouts. That was a really good game last night, and it was because you had really good starting pitching, and we just don't see that as much anymore.
Mike and I said we respected it.
Respect it, and yes.
That's definitely like a playoff game. You need to win those because that can happen in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's way more fun when you're watching the ball go out of the park.
Yeah, here's the thing.
And I just love that.
Chicks dig the long ball. So do some guys.
Chicks, yes.
And look, here's the thing. Here's what I will say, Bo. And look, don't get me wrong. I did enjoy watching the game last night, and I enjoyed the pitching performance from Chris Sale. When you do have a pitcher's duel, though, it takes out so many other facets of the game that are so much.
Like what?
Like an outfield assist at home plate. Like strategy
so
of a hit and run or a guy going first to third.
Hold on. The outfield assist, I'll give you. Maybe, because sometimes you have those in one-run games. But you're telling me when a guy, Blake Snell threw three walk, he walked three guys. Now, Chris Sale didn't walk anybody. They gave up, five combined hits. That's eight base runners between those two. You're telling me there wasn't a moment where there was a hit and run on or maybe a base? Chris Sale had runners on first and third with no one out in the first inning and got out of it. That is the best of baseball. It doesn't just have to be points and runs. Like, we are so boring as people that we think that's the only way to be entertained instead
TikTok.
Of the beauty of sports. Yeah, we need flash instead of seeing the realness of what we saw. That's the best you can get last night.